The Badger State Sheriff's Association has consistently opposed allowing private bail bondsmen to play a role in helping defendants stay out of jail until they go to trial. Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney says he's glad Governor Walker heard that message.
We're all on the same sheet of music. We were opposed to bail bonds. Would have taken money out of our victim compensation fund and put it in the pockets of for-profit bail bondsmen. There are provisions in each one of our counties that allow individuals to be provided bail. And if, in fact, somebody jumps bail, law enforcement will track them down.
In his budget signing ceremony on Sunday, the governor cited opposition from law enforcement agencies with convincing him that adding bail bonds agents to the pretrial mix is not a good idea. But Sheriff Mahoney says he and many other sheriffs aren't happy with another budget item that makes them custodians of DNA samples they're now required to take from anyone arrested for a felony.
It will impact storage space. We'll have to be even more mindful of potential contamination. That costs personnel costs and storage costs. And there's no provision in the budget that compensates counties for those expenses.
Mahoney says the only silver lining in that budget item is the governor's expressed willingness to consider having the state pick up some of the funding burden the new DNA collection requirement places on counties. Civil rights groups remain opposed to the DNA collection from people accused of nonviolent felonies until after they've been convicted. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.